And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. There's a book by a man named Richard Jefferies, and in the book that he wrote, a little boy is having explained to him Calvary and the sufferings of Christ at the cross. And the little boy said, well, if God had only been there, he would have not let them do that to him. And then the next sentence is, that's the very wonder of the cross, that God was there and let them do that to him. As a matter of fact, he initiated it all, and Christ surrendered joyfully to it all, because it was the joy set before him that he endured the cross, and the joy set before him was you and me. Just remarkable to me. I had this dream, and in the dream, the Lord's been speaking to me a lot in dreams, and in this dream, I found myself inside a kingdom. It was like a kingdom that was enclosed. And there was another world outside that was bigger, but this kingdom was like made out of, it was like a sci-fi movie. It was made out of like steel and stone. And they were like creatures. They were like monsters that ruled the kingdom, and we were all captive to it. And at some point in this dream, I noticed that there was a space down low that you actually could crawl and get out of. And so when I saw it, I got down low and crawled and got out of, and the creatures, the monsters who ruled and kept us in slavery, they had the inability to get low. They just couldn't get low like that. And so everybody discovered that if they would just get low, they could get out. We could tear down that kingdom and reestablish the kingdom of God. And the obvious truth is that the kingdom of heaven is for those who are poor in spirit and for those who are willing to get low. And what I realize, there's a lot of things about it, but one of the things I see is that you can't love people unless you walk in humility. It takes humility to love people, because to love people, most of the people that we're called to love don't deserve it, or at least there are times when they don't deserve it. And because we feel that way and they do things to hurt us and betray us, it's so easy to slip into resentment and bitterness and pride, which is an anger, which is such an expression of pride, because we've needed people to love us and our brokenness, and at times we've disappointed them too, even when we don't know we have. And therefore, you have to walk in humility. You have to get low to love people. You have to love them when they've hurt you, when they've not acknowledged that they've hurt you. You got to be able to love them when they do things that disappoint you, because love is not conditional, which is an amazing thing. And love sees God's destiny for people. Whether they ever walk in it or not, love sees that, and love believes all things and hopes all things, and loves them on the basis of not what they are, but what who they call to be in Christ, calling that forth. There is a place, as a matter of fact, and this is not really the word I was going to give. I'll give that one tomorrow. Those of you who know me long enough to know that I love the Song of Solomon. And in the Song of Solomon, the Shulamite, this believer who's now made great advancement in her love for God, her love for Christ, and her life of surrender and becoming more Christ-like. And she refers to her little sister in the last chapter of the Song of Solomon and indicates that her breasts are small. In the Song of Solomon, the breasts speak of ministry, because mothers nurse and they nurture, they feed little ones. And yet she says her breasts are small. And what she's saying about her little sister, her immature sister in the Lord, is that she's still very self-centered. This believer, there's a believer who's still very self-centered. They're not really concerned about others. They're not walking in the love of Christ. They're only concerned about their own life, their own ministry, those kind of things. And in saying that, it says, we have a little sister. Actually says, and she has no breast. What shall we do for our little sister on the day when she is spoken for, as you call her to a place of depth and maturity? If she is a wall, if there's her heart is separated unto you, if her desire is to walk with you, if her desire is to be honest before you and to dig trenches, to be repentant, to be yielded, to want to go for more no matter what it took, no matter what he showed her. So she's a wall, we shall build on her a battlement of silver. She can become a warrior for God. He can use her. But if she is a door, if there's still this open thing to the world, and it's all about self. She's not really intended to live a surrendered life yet. She is a door. It doesn't say, then let's just reject her and ignore her and have nothing to do with her. It says, we shall barricade her with planks of cedar. In other words, we'll nail that door up with planks of cedar so that the enemy doesn't have free access. Cedar in the Song of Solomon always speaks of the new creation. It says, if we see one around us who's a believer, who we go to church with, who we encounter, we have interaction with, who's very immature, and they're only still thinking about themselves, which is a great mark. Spiritual babies are like physical babies. All they care about are their needs being met. Corinthians chapter talks about that. It says, if that's what we see in them, instead of rejecting them, we have to get low. And in humility, love them where they are, and instead of rejecting them and talking about them and criticizing them, you ever seen that happen in the body of Christ? Gossiping about them, telling all the stuff that we've noticed about them to others, so their testimony is totally ruined. He said, instead, why don't we call forth a new creation? Why don't we speak it in our life? If you see stubbornness, we're going to call forth steadfastness. If we see impurity, we're going to call forth purity. Because Paul said in his weaknesses, our strength is made perfect. So every area of weakness that you see in somebody, that's a place that God wants to fill with his strength. That's a place where you can hear of the destiny of God calling their life to come forth. And we're the voice of the Lord. And so we're to pray into those places. We're to speak into those places. We're to say things to them. I can see in you God calling you to such purity. I see the potential for such purity. I see in you, such mental health. I see in you such wisdom, a tongue that speaks life, whatever. Now, that's hard to do because they may have done things that hurt you. Or our tendency in our own flesh to get our own attention, we have a tendency to be critical of others because it makes us appear as if we're somebody with insight and we're in with all the rest of the people that are criticizing and judging. You have a pastor and your pastor is not where they should be. You see them, they have a heart for God, but they're not open to the things of the Spirit. Just their heart for God. You just speak it in their life. You tell them, you thank them. I thank you, they have a heart. You just have such a heart for God. And I know that heart for God is going to bring you to all the fullness that you desire and more than you could ever imagine. That's putting that door with battlements of cedar, calling forth the new creation, seeing what Jesus sees, and calling all that forth. That's what Jesus does with us every day, isn't it? How many times have you failed him in the same area when you promised him you'd never do that again? But you see, he knows. He's not surprised that you're but dust and that you failed again. But what he does count is your longing. He heard your longing. He hears your cries and your confession, the seriousness of your desire. Well, that's the thing that he runs to. That's what he speaks to you about. He'll just spend a moment talking to you about your sin. And then he'll start putting planks of cedar. He'll start speaking to you about who you are in him, what your destiny is in him, all that he is in you. That's just the way it works. Amen? And so the thing I was just reminded of today in my prayer life and has for the last several days is that, Chuck, if you're going to love, you got to go low. You got to walk in humility. Because the inability to love is the biggest thing that keeps you in prison to the monsters. To the flesh and the demonic stuff. Walking in love brings such freedom. As a matter of fact, it covers a multitude of sins. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.